So, Josh Buster, you're from West Burlington.
Yes.
And you have big news today. Tell me about that.
I won $1 million.
Does it seem real?
Not yet. A little. I mean, it seems more real now than it did the last couple days.
Yeah. So, are you a regular Mega Millions player?
Yeah. Yeah. Once or twice a week, usually.
Okay.
But I normally just buy one or two. I bought five that time.
And what caused you to do that?
I think, if I remember right, I had a winning scratch-off ticket that was for $50, and I bought two other scratch... I feel like this is... I can't remember. I bought more scratch-offs, and then I used the rest of the money for the...
To buy some lotto tickets.
Yeah, the Mega Millions tickets.
Okay.
So I just killed the whole $50.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said so you wanted five plays, and then something unusual happened when the clerk was ringing up your place. Tell me about that.
He accidentally printed one play instead of five, and then printed four plays on the next ticket.
And you feel like that...
I feel like that changed the numbers that I would have gotten if he would have put them all on one. Instead of making that mistake.
So it wasn't the one play. It was one of the plays on the ticket with four on it. Wow, lucky mistake.
Yeah.
So then tell me about how you realized you had won.
Well, I got up to go to work early in the morning and opened up the Lotto app and scanned the ticket that I kept. I always keep my tickets in the console in my car. And I scanned it in the car and freaked out, ran back inside.
And you did you believe it initially when you saw it?
At first, because I don't usually have good luck, so I figured it was a mistake and it's going to be an error. So I Googled the lottery numbers to make sure that I had the right ones, and I did.
And so then you're like, okay, maybe this is real.
And then the rest of the day, I'm just waiting to wake up from a dream and be late for work.
Or to be taking a test and you don't know any of the answers or all of that. But it was real. So you made some really sensible choices right away. So what did you do with the ticket?
Put it in the safe deposit box.
Okay.
At the bank.
Because you didn't want any, you knew.
Yeah, I wanted it out of my hands. I didn't want it in my house either.
And you knew you had to have the ticket to claim the prize,
yeah.
So... And then you've just been... Have you just been climbing the walls all weekend?
Kind of, yeah. Just waiting for you guys to open.
Come on, people! So, you told me you're 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to start a new decade. What does winning a big prize like this mean for you?
It takes away a lot of my stress in my life. No more of the financial worries that I've had my whole life.
And you've talked about just putting this money away for retirement, right?
Yeah.
That
most of it, anyway.
It just makes, as you said, it'll take away worries for a long time to come for you. So
make it so I won't have to work. Only maybe another 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. So you said you currently work at a local restaurant. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you haven't told too many people.
No.
But you weren't at work over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then the news hit.
I think they're putting it together. I think they're figuring it out.
And then we'll obviously put your smiling picture up today.
Yeah.
And... but you told your mom,
mm-hmm.
and she did believe you, but tell me about what you did there.
Well, I woke her up. It was early in the morning, and she also was half asleep, and kind of made her freak out all day, too.
But you said, like, you had scanned the ticket on your app, on your
mm-hmm.
phone, and so then did you do a screenshot and send it to her or something?
No, I went over to her. And I scanned it again in front of her to make sure I wasn't, seeing it wrong. And then,
So funny. Like those moments, I think everybody can imagine that moment, right? But you got to live it, so not a bad way to go.
Surprised my heart made it through.
You're still here.
Yeah.
It's not a dream. Did you ever think this might happen?
No, but I always wanted it to. I never thought it would, though, but I kept playing. I always play. They say you can't win if you don't play.
You seem very calm, but as we've talked about, you're kind of freaking out.
Yeah, I'm holding it in.
Are you going to do a dance once you get outside?
I might.
Well, congratulations, Josh.
Thank you.